Shade 45. We are back with Twisted.
Buck 5?
On their best behavior.
I'm trying. I don't want John coming over here putting me in no rear naked chokehold or nothing.
I was giving the notes right at the top. Watch your mouth and sit in your seat.
We're just trying to behave, man. Yes, we don't get asked a lot of places like this, Jew. So, number one.
We ain't trying to fuck there. It up.
Yep. Right.
You guys actually listen to the show, too, huh?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, man. I listen to it like a motherfucker. I've been fucking with you since Jenny Jones, bro.
For real?
Yeah, yep. Appreciate I'm going to have you sign my chest, if you will.
God
but
damn.
That's after
he told
this.
Me he was going to be way more thug than this.
No, for real.
Just kidding.
No, I've been fucking with you for a long time, for real. Shouts out. Lord's Absolutely. Show and all that.
That's what's up.
That's really cool.
You even know about the Old Man River shit.
Old Man River. I'll be driving laughing my ass off.
Lay it on him one time.
Give me that.
Old Man River.
That's it, man. I love your show. It's hilarious. You're a real ass dude.
We haven't been able to play this song no more since John got the, he got rid of them. Them leather
the
boot shoes, yeah.
Oh, God damn.
Them sharecropper
toes. I swear to God, I was about to bring a pair of Twisted high tops for him, but I'm like, John ain't wearing that shit.
What?
About to throw them bitches at me. No.
John will wear them shit, so wear them to death.
Maybe that's a trick. We gonna get you right then, John, God damn it.
Appreciate
John
that.
John got a pair he's got a pair of ostrich skin, like, Asics that look like guacamole, like, that's been sat out too long. It's brown.
Ooh,
yeah.
God damn.
That's what they call in my West, little guacamole.
Yeah.
Little mole.
Yeah, it's fucking rough.
That's that oxidated guacamole.
But I'm glad you came back home, man. You're
man,
here.
For
that's
real.
That's gravy.
It's
I
good.
Love it.
You're like, there's 12 people that have been able to stay in Michigan and get money.
Okay.
You're one of them.
We're the last of a dying breed.
I had to get the fuck out.
I hear you. Golly. It's like we got out of the city. We grew up East Side, 7 and Gratiot. And it was like once we got to a certain point, Detroit was like, you better get your ass up out of here. And
yeah.
We did. So now we're both like 10, 15 minutes out in the suburbs.
But, metropolitan Detroit area.
Right. But I tell you what, this motherfucker goes through shit out where he lives. Almost as crazy as shit we went through in the city.
It's crazy.
Like, people just walk around with pistols on their hips and shit. Like, just what?
It, Detroit's been blossoming out, cause my folks is from, Gratiot and Topher. And I drove through that neighborhood just to see. It used to be an Italian neighborhood. I went through there again. I was like, this ain't Italian no more.
No, 8 mile done extended to like 9 to 9.5 mile. You know, it got real shafty. Like, it's real. That's where we grew up over there until we couldn't no more.
What was that like growing up like white dudes on the East Side?
Like, we were the changeover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were the changeover because that's what it was. If you were white, people just thought they could punk you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when we came over there, it started. Everybody, you know, tried punking us. And
yeah.
The next thing you know, it was like, don't fuck with the white boys on the corner. You know what I mean? And then we integrated, basically.
Yeah.
Is when all the drugs and shit came in. We got the kids from the suburbs to come and buy from all the homies in the hood. You see what I'm saying? So everybody was just getting money for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it was time for us to go. We got to go. And now it was probably 30 of us. It's probably like 8 of us alive and not in prison for the rest of our lives.
That's crazy, though.
It really is, man. I can't believe that we made it out of there. Real shit. Real shit.
It's true.
Yeah. Cats don't understand. Like, there's a big difference between the East Side and the West Side.
Oh, absolutely. It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
West Side was always about the hustle. East Side was like, we'll fucking rob you for every dime of that hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the difference. Real
so
shit. Hipster. Real shit. And, I tell you, if it wasn't for this man right here, I'd be dead or in prison for the rest of my life. 100% without a doubt in my fucking mind. Jamie Madrox saved my fucking life.
Thank you, brother.
Jamie, what'd you do?
I told him that I have a plan and I want us to do this rap thing and to just trust me and believe in me, even if it's for a year.
Cause we had already fell out of this other group.
We was in some groups.
And I was like, fuck it. I'm about to just hustle hard.
Yeah.
And where it lay, it lay. And he came a little bit later. And he's like, look, man, I got this fucking idea. Give me a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a shot. and let's see what happens.
I didn't need Chuck Daedeker to tell me the forecast on his upcoming life. It was going to be real grim. So I'm glad that he gave me, I'm glad he gave me that 1 year and blessed me up with that to turn to 3, to turn to 6, to turn to 10, turn to where we are today. And we still together riding it. So
that's the only motherfucker I trust with my life. Like I could trust him with my life unequivocally without a doubt in my mind. And that's gangster. I've been knowing this dude almost 40 years. Like
it's true.
We go back.
It ain't like crayons. Way back before they made crayons.
Right.
For real, man. Before you got the three colors at Olive Garden and shit. we was the original crayons.
We came in before the Andes Mints.
For real, man.
Yo, you remember the crayon box with the fucking sharpener on that bitch?
Oh, yeah.
They found a way to turn that into a weapon. Got it up out of there.
I had to put everybody up on game. You get to peel the paper in order to get that sharp. And they was like, man, this motherfucker really know what's up on them arts. Right. Like, yeah, man.
I always wanted that one. That was that was goals right there. Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals.
You know, the only time we got into a restaurant is when it was like some crazy, crazy, or I went out with him. Like, my mom and dad didn't take us nowhere. But they took us to the thrift store for school clothes. That's where we went. We had shit.
For real.
We had nothing. So I knew I got to get some money. So at like 13, I started working right there. And high school happened. I went to Osborne. That shit was lit. That shit was crazy. Set people hair on fire. Brawls, guns, everything. You talking fucking 15, 20 years ago.
I think what's cool about that too is something that you brought to the, was the work ethic. That's one thing that I always admired about him the most is, He has that mind set about him that no matter what something is or no matter how hard or shitty it may be, if he sets his mind to it, he's going to do it. So I've learned that from him and I've kind of enfolded that into my mixture, so to speak. And that puts me in the zone where when we do something, we're going to execute it to the fullest.
Yeah. There's like some bums out here in Michigan, but the cats that grind.
Hey, yes, sir.
Be on their motherfucking grind. I always, I like my homies that used to sell, back in the day, when they sold dope, they would wake up extra early just to serve the
early cat. Bird get the worm.
Yeah, for real.
Serve the cats.
You
going
waking
in
up at
first.
Noon? I'm already sitting on 300. You know what I mean? Yeah, for real.
For 6 o'clock for the cats going in the GM up for the first shift.
Yes,
for real. For real. It was crazy, man. But you did, because it was hopeless, bro. Right. It was absolutely fucking hopeless. There was nothing. So, you either could play ball.
Yeah.
Maybe you could, because I could ball. I was thinking about that for a while, going to college, play ball. I had people fucking with me. And I was like, fuck school. And, or you sold. You slang. That was it.
And then you guys was rapping, and you guys got, ICP?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We were another band, right? They took us on tour for a little bit. Me and Jamie ended up getting cool with the dudes from ICP. So that tour ends, we go home, them dudes get that whole Disney shit happen, right? And we're just watching like, dang.
But
they come
up.
Home and they hit us up like, what y'all doing? And we played it and they were like,
yeah, that's
need to be here.
I was going to say the part about that we played
quit.
It. Because when we went home, we decided that we were going to do this other venture.
That was the one that he saved my life with.
Like I'm saying, like he's about to grind. I'm like, look, man, give me this year. Let's go in the studio.
What was the other venture? What was it?
Yeah, okay, we were in a band called House of Crazies. And then this other venture was Infamous Superstars Incorporated. We did this like 3-4 song EP.
Yeah.
And we gave it to the dude from ICP. He came back in town after tour, sat with us, went for a ride in the car, put it in, blew his mind. He was like, man, y'all did this? And we're like, yeah, absolutely, man. This is our shit. He was like, I love it. I just don't like the name, and I think it should just be y'all two. And, you know, pretty much the rest from then just started a fucking domino effect.
We signed for $3,000, and the rest of history, baby.
Woo. Who'd you have to fire?
It wasn't a firing
we
position.
We told our homie, look, bro, we're about to get this deal. I swear to God.
You coming with us.
We're coming back.
For
real. We're going to get you in this, and we did. We made good on
all
that.
It's true.
How'd you get him back in?
Because they ended up, it got to a point where we told them, look, bro, if you need rappers, we know rappers.
For sure.
Right.
We know all of them. So it got to a point where every time they wanted to bridge out, they just asked us. Mm-hmm. So we got Blaze Your Dead Homie, who was the homie Chris.
Yeah.
We got Anybody Killer in. We got Mr. Realist. We got all our people in. And everybody was just like, yeah, man, you did the right thing.
For sure.
And then whatever you do with your career after that is that. But we got everybody in the door as we could.
What happened once you went ICP? What happened with the falling out?
Just the difference of views. Time to They wanted to do one thing and we wanted to do another.
What they want to do and what you want to do?
We wanted to continue going the direction that we were going. We don't want to apologize for anything.
Yeah.
We don't regret nothing. We just want to keep doing what the fuck we're doing.
But explain it. Explain
it
more.
It became a political stance.
It
became a political stance with them to act on something. And we had a difference of opinions. And,
how so?
They wanted to sue the FBI. They wanted to go and march on Washington over this issue. And
supposedly the Juggalos, not supposedly, the Juggalos, which are the people that made us who we are, the people that we represent day in and day out,
absolutely,
were assessed by the FBI because people were getting arrested and they kept seeing Hatchet Man all over the place.
Right.
That shit was everywhere. So they're like, what the fuck is going on? Is this some crazy gang? So they assessed it. The next year they came out, they're like, no, you guys are not a gang. No more on the list, right? So these years go by. And all of a sudden, dude has this idea about going down to the FBI and marching and telling all the kids, we're doing it because they labeled us a gang. And it ain't fucking true. The whole march was for the information as to why the whole thing was assessed as a gang. We're not a gang. We ain't assessed as one. It was a big manipulation. And me and my man stood our fucking ground.
Real talk.
We didn't buckle.
Cause
we
didn't make up excuses. Either.
We walked away from everything, Jew, to stand behind what we fucking believe.
What kind of blowback did you get? Because the Juggalos are very.
They are.
We know we made them motherfuckers just like they did.
The blowback was more or less.
Mom and dad are fighting.
Mom and dad are fighting, so to speak, and the children are up in the divorce hearings, and
right.
It's like and it's one of these situations where
we're like we are not about to just go drag these dudes through the mud.
For
man.
Sure,
it
yeah,
worth
it
all
ain't
that.
It ain't about being malicious
whatever
and
they
all
do,
that.
They do if they come out and they're like fuck Twisted, there's some bitches, fuck them.
Do
that's
they?
What they do.
Do they say that?
We've heard they have. Yeah.
We've heard things. I haven't heard it physically from them, but we've heard things. You know what I mean?
Like,
but it's
at
like
at the end of the day, man. We're good. Say what you want to say. We're going to keep it pushing.
We had our own opinion on how the scenario needed to be addressed. Again, it's an opinion. It's like assholes. Everybody has their own. Our opinion was to possibly try to get legal services for these people in question that had this stigma fall upon them. It was like, you know, some people couldn't get in the army because they had these tattoos, or some people were getting their kids taken away because of CPS, because of being a Juggalo.
Right. We delved deeper into the stories, which we did. We pulled it all, and we look, and we're like, it ain't got shit to do with being a Juggalo because they found a bunch of fucking heroin in your house.
You know, there's
you know what I mean? Like,
there's always
fucking for real.
There's always some kind of crazy backstory. And the thing is
if for any reason the Juggalos were on a fucking list of any kind, me and this motherfucker be the first ones down there. Flat out, the first one.
But
do you think that was this a publicity?
Absolutely. It's what he told me right to my fucking face.
The thing about the assessment that a lot of people don't understand is like the police are like a gang. Mm-hmm. So the police got different gang chapters in every state across the nation. So they get together and they do these assessments. You say, hey, in Chicago, there's some motherfuckers going around calling the hatchet riders. And these people are called the Malinkos. And these people are, and y'all assess and say, hey, watch your back out there, man. Cause these people out here are doing this shit. Keep your eye out for that. That's what an assessment is.
Right.
You know, when you preach something factually and you say it's in stone, like the tablet, you know,
you
with
get
Moses,
all these people believing it.
And then it's not necessarily that case. And it's like we took a stance to not be a part of it because we didn't necessarily believe in it.
Right.
Right.
It was like a long time ago, like a bunch of rappers were talking about bring your guns back, turn your guns back in. You know what I mean? It was
like,
just
whatever,
as a stance, man.
Right.
It's like not everybody agrees with that. You know what I mean? Fuck turning in your guns. I got to protect my family. You
right.
Know what
so
I'm
that's why it is the way it is.
Right.
And some people believe that every word he say, and it is what it is, man. We're
right.
We don't want people rethinking their tattoos and shit like that. So
for
we
sure.
Just keep it pushing. We don't want to slander nobody. We just
no.
Keep it.
What are your
no.
shows like? Are the
do, lit?
Do they're, Juggalos yeah. still come? Or?
Man, hell yeah, we are the motherfucking Juggalos.
And that's
absolutely.
That's another thing too. It's just like it's been a.
We just turned the Warp Tour into a bunch of fucking
fuck
Juggalos.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! That was
like that
shit
was
too.
Ridiculous, bro.
Absolutely. But it's like that. It's like there's this on the table of trying to like take our credibility away from
right.
us, as
absolutely.
if to imply that. The bricks we proverbially laid in this foundation of Juggalo world are not genuine anymore because of a difference of opinion or because someone wants to question our dedication to what we represent.
They
you know
made
what
it
I mean?
Seem
never,
like it was money hungry, like right. It was all about this money that we weren't getting. And we're like, motherfucker, it ain't got, if we got to talking about money, that's a whole nother thing.
Right.
People don't want to know.
Right.
So it's like, just dead it. Dead it. If they want to keep talking about it, keep talking about it. Hopefully, it just keeps falling on less and less ears.
Really?
People are just like, y'all just sound mad at this point.
Really?
Like, because we're not. There's no diss records. No videos. No, none of that, man. We're just trying to keep the fucking generation that we and the movement that we created, keep it going.
And all our hard work invested in what we've done, keep that. It wasn't just because we just didn't have nothing better to do. We feel this shit in our soul. This is who we are and this is what we do. So when we say what we say on the records, when we do what we do, when we're out there in the streets and helping out people and fans and family and shit like that, that's from the heart. So when somebody questions that, I'm like, who the fuck are you to question our story? Right.
You wouldn't believe the things that we do.
You wouldn't
but
believe.
We're not those guys. Here, real. Turn on the Instagram. I'm going to give this homeless guy $500.
Right, because I'm trying to get
in. Give the homeless guy $500. Like, we're not those dudes.
Right.
But the shit that we do behind the scenes for the people that made us who we are.
Right.
Is second to none, bro. Second to none.
Right.
Second to none.
How do you feel about them cats that do that shit? Like, that.
It's gay, man. We know what it is because we know we're entertainers, so we know. It's not real.
It's PR.
It would surprise me as soon as that fucking camera went off, dude was like, give me my money back.
And that happened on TMZ.
Real shit.
They did this thing where it was to slap the hands, and my man slapped his hands, and he gave him the brick. And as soon as they cut the cameras off, he's like, my man, give me that brick back.
Right.
Like, for real. Like, you know, it's not genuine.
It's a status
thing.
It might be. It might be, but I'll tell everybody that does that, it doesn't come off as genuine.
It doesn't.
It just comes off of you trying to get some views and some likes on some phony care bullshit.
Y'all been in it for a minute.
Absolutely.
We've been doing this for 25 years. For sure.
What's it like watching the game change?
It's cool. Whatever keeps the game going.
Right.
We ain't hating.
Yeah, no, we ain't hating. It's different.
It ain't necessarily
though.
For us.
I like that better. It ain't necessarily for us, but we watch it from afar.
Mosey, Gunner,
we stay in our lane.
Pete, and all of them.
We do us. We do us. So and by the grace of God, we're able to remain current and keep involved in what's going on. But you know, everybody's got a scene. Who am I to say the scene ain't fresh or the scene ain't popping or whatnot? You know what I mean? So.
Have y'all been independent this whole time?
Absolutely.
Since we left. Yeah, we had a deal with Def Jam.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We had a deal with Island and then they merged.
The distro deals?
Yep. And then it stopped.
What do you prefer?
Independent. Just what we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as the word know where we are unless you talk about sex. Let's clear that up.
Jeez. But yes.
Yeah, we get to actually put our vision and let that shit come to fruition without some guy that don't even listen to our kind of music trying to tell us what the people that love us want to hear.
For someone that wants to get on independently, like how many fans do you think they need?
If you could get it. You can get it cracking with fucking 100 people.
Let's say this. I don't necessarily think it's a number. It's can you make a living at it? That's what I say. So it's like if you're parlaying it straight up,
you ain't working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So having rap be your main job, like
there's three ways you can make money though.
Let me break it down.
There's merchandising.
Okay.
There's touring.
Yep.
And then there's streaming and CD sales, which CD sales ain't really shit these days. But
what do you guys do the best with? Touring?
Merch. Yeah, we're a merchandising fucking conglomerate. We're giants.
We actually brought you some flat. We got you laced up, man.
That's
for real,
what's up.
Man. For real.
But everything that we do, me and him are involved in.
For sure.
Because the integrity of this band is something that we will not compromise for anybody. Nobody. Not even fucking ICP. Nope.
And I love
not
that.
Not even the people that so-called put us on it or created us. Like, not for anybody. And that's why I believe that we're here right now is because everybody knows that just like you, we ain't never put our name to no bullshit. If we say something, kids know we're keeping it real.
Yeah.
Regardless if they like it or not, they know we're fucking horrible liars. So
we're invested in our opinion enough that we're willing to stand for it.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's important too.
But we don't.
Nobody wants a wishy-washy
a certain way. Like it is. You like what you like. I like what I like. Mm-hmm. And
when's the last time you spoke with ICP?
Hmm. Like, for real, face to face? 17th
annual gathering?
Yeah, at the gathering.
17, and it would have been a year or two ago, right?
Yeah. Right? Two.
Yeah, 17th annual gathering. So, like, yeah, a couple years ago.
Yep. And then we tried to just keep kicking it back and forth, like, trying to find the common ground. But it was just fucking.
Maintain that relationship, man.
It was all these ultimatums. Well, y'all better do this, or we're not, and y'all better. And we're like, look, dude. You don't get it. That's why we left, bro.
Right.
Because, and it gets to a certain point, too. It's like, I can see they're making these ultimatums. You're a year in on this shit, but y'all been dealing with them for since forever.
So you can see how you can build up a tolerance to a certain point, and then you reach your breaking point, and you try to keep it PC, and you try not to shit sling, and you try to stay on your grind and stay in your lane, but it becomes hard, because when all you hear is backlash and the total opposite from the other party, it makes it hard to be professional.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which we pride ourselves on, from, like he said, from the merchandise onto the tours and everything. We're invested and immersed in everything
that's
we do.
That's what he was talking about. Yeah. So
I remember when Sarah and I split up, like, we'd have weird shit where it would be like, oh, Sarah was talking shit about you. Jew was talking shit about you. And then you go back and listen and we're like, no, they weren't.
Right. You know, people feed that shit. People feed into that shit. For real.
Because we've been together so long, our circle remained the same for a while before it was like, all right, these motherfuckers are going to go over here with them, and they're going to go over there, and the sides have been chosen.
Right.
But, and that's all it is, man. It just ain't for us to sit up there and make it any more than what it really is, man. And it's just us wanting to do what the fuck we thought was right.
For sure.
888-742-3345. We got Morgan in Virginia. 888-742-3345.
Morgan.
Hello?
Oh, it's a dude. I thought it was a fucking.
What up, Mo? You put the sad voice on Morgan.
Right. Daddy.
Hey, Morgan.
Right.
What up, Morgan?
What's up, dude?
What you wearing, Morgan?
Wearing a fucking banana hammock, eating a taco.
He was like some Timbo.
That's some Juggalo shit right there, right. Morgan, just so you know.
Hell yeah.
Right. So what I want to know is, like, ever since y'all split from Psychopath,
mm-hmm.
as the shit has, like, Violent J and him been trying to give y'all shit about it, been trying to stop y'all from, you know, progressing and getting better, or they just been like, alright.
The thing about it is,
nobody can stop our progression.
I was gonna say,
all you can do is take away from our focus. And what a lot of people try to do, bro. But
yeah.
we keep it pushing.
When we became independent, it was a educated decision on our half, so that we wouldn't have to worry about things like that anymore.
Right.
Wouldn't have to worry about a person telling you, if you don't do this, A, B, C, and D are the consequences. You have your own fate in your hand. You have your own. We know how to make something happen. If we decide we want something to happen, we're going to put it through the pipelines, talk to the dude back there, make it happen, and it's going to happen. It's like, we don't rely on other little facets to confuse things.
Yeah, so it's not to stop anything we're doing, but
I haven't seen anything.
They're just not happy with what we're doing.
Right. No, I just, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, no matter where you go, you know, you got Juggalo support. I mean,
we appreciate that, and we love y'all. We support y'all. We always have, and we always will, man. Y'all are the first one. Absolutely. Y'all are the first ever to give us your time, give us your eardrums, and for real, man, be down with the cause, and we appreciate y'all for that.
For real.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Y'all shit ever since, like, House of Crazy. Like,
see? You go back then, Morgan. You know.
Yeah, man.
You watch it.
Yeah.
You seen the growth. You seen the regeneration.
There's not that. Nowadays, everything's become very homogenic. It's like everything bleeds into one another, and I feel like you guys represent one of the few
cultures,
like subcultures that's left in America.
I'm with that.
Like, we're watching the internet kill the underground.
Right.
There is going to be no more underground. Everybody's just going to be on some digital streaming shit. You ain't going to have motherfuckers just gorilla pimping in a parking lot, set that shit up, let's kick it.
Right.
It's going to be over
with. We come from the old school, man, where we used to pass out cassette tapes and hang up handbills with staple guns on flyer and on telephone poles and shit. Yeah. Now it's a one mass email.
That's how
let
M
bomb.
When we first met M, we were walking out of fucking Kinko's.
Right.
And he come walking up on us. He was like, hey, are you House of Crazies? And immediately defensive. What's up?
Wow.
You know what I mean? He's like, no. I think you guys are the shit. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Start kicking it. became cool. Mm-hmm. Come by the house, come by his house. He's telling me, I'm going to fucking sign with Dre. I'm about to sign with Dre. And I remember I did interviews before that where I'm like, if anybody ever gets their hand on this kid, Soul Intent, it's over with.
Right.
It's over with. So end up meeting him, kicking it. Cool, cool, cool. We let him. I told him in Detroit, you had to pay money to play shows.
Yeah.
If you wanted to open a show, one
that's that G-Town love.
$100 a minute or some shit. And we told him, any show we're ever on, you're on for free. You just do that, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, hell yeah. And then it went to that. And then he went to the Rap Olympics and he told our people, tell Paul, I'm about to sign the deal.
Damn.
And he ended up signing the deal. And then somehow him and ICP ended up getting into some shit. Yeah. And I'm telling him, I'm like, we have nothing to do with this. We got shit to do with this, right? Right. So dude takes, flies him home, right? Off the label, or I need you on this. You know what I mean? Come back heartbroken. And we just told him, don't involve us in any of it. You got your shit, do your shit. Because when we had our shit, we had to handle our shit on our motherfucking own. But so that was a fucked up situation.
That must have been tough, huh?
It was.
It was an awkward position.
Because we're getting money with these dudes. These dudes are our brothers. But we explained to them the best that we could. And either they bought it or they didn't. And they were like, fuck y'all. This is how we feel. We respect it. What it is what it is.
But you guys stayed out of it.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
We're the ones that ended up getting a hold of proof of them. Like, let's
trying to squash
let's squash
it
this crazy dumb shit.
Right.
Let's squash it. And proof was with it. So everybody met up at a bowling alley and squashed it. Just like that.
To the point where, you know, just this last year or two, we released, Bizarre's project.
Right, we
Lars.
Fuck with Bizarre.
Yeah. I fuck with him. You know what I mean? So it's like our ties to the family,
to the
you know what I mean? Yeah, to the, you know what I mean? However you want to say it, it's like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a little bumpy road from the past, and it took a little being adulting to make it proper again.
Right.
I gotta give it to you guys. It's cool that you, it's not easy to stick to your guns, especially when money's involved.
For
and
sure.
You guys were able to do it repeatedly.
Thank
we
you,
do,
man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For real, man. Thanks for noticing. I appreciate that.
That's like one of them things that people don't see.
For real, the
integrity isn't something that you wear. You know what I mean? It's something that you really have to pay attention to. And if you don't, then you really miss the integral moves,
damn,
so to speak. You know what I mean?
For real, though.
Let me go back to when you met. So you said when you first heard him, you was like, whoever gets their hands on this motherfucker, it's
gonna, over with.
It's,
and it fucking happened to be Dre. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Cause he went, I'm trying to think, he was with Ruckus when he went to the Olympics. And the people that we knew that went with Be Real and them, with Psycho Realm and all them.
Yeah.
So that's how he ended up telling the dude that was in another group that was on the record label that business to tell me. And I was just like, I fucking told y'all, like, the dude is about to do it. And then a little bit more time went by, and I was watching TV, and it was bump. My name is. I was like, "You gotta be fucking joking!"
You must have been so excited to see that.
Proud is more the thing than anything. Yeah.
You know, when you call something, you're just like, he called his shot, and that motherfucker worked. Like I believe I'm a really good judge of talent.
Yeah,
I always have been.
It's true.
And that was just one of them dudes where I'm like, hey, anybody gets a shot.
It was cool because I was like, that's the dude that used to come over when we were building the House of Crazies props.
Right.
And be like, what y'all building?
Uh-huh. Right.
Like, that's him, dude. Holy shit. Hey, man, that's what's up. You know, it's a small world, man. It's good to see people from Detroit come up, but Detroit is a player hating ass city. So anytime anyone comes up, the first thing to do is drag them back down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
so we're accustomed to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a give and take scenario. We've gotten it a lot and we take it a lot.
If you got out of Detroit, you really fucking, you really grinded to do it. So.
For real. I mean,
right. Unless you hit the lottery or some shit.
But it is a tight knit organization. Cause even back in the days, like you said, when we would pass out the flyers, you'll see like Kid Rock flyer in cars.
Same parking lot.
Same drive, same mentality, out there on the hustle. It's Friday night, the clubs are packed, and then we joke around with each other, yell, don't take my flyers off the car when you put yours on, man, I got you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like an unspoken.
I've never gone
respect.
To a show because of a flyer.
I hope. That's awesome. No, I mean, but it was an
I've
unspoken
never seen
respect.
A flyer like, you know what? I need to go there on Friday.
But that
you know
was the mentality.
Is?
We
it's
had no idea.
You try to put your face in front of their face any way that you could, as many times as you could. Put stickers on the drive-through things, because you think that eventually they're going to be like, why do I keep seeing this shit?
I go to this Hardee's every day and there's this Twisted sticker on. What the fuck is a Twisted? You know what I mean? And before too long, you're going to Google that motherfucker and come find out.
And now, before it was Google, you couldn't do
shit. Yeah, right. You had to look that shit up in the...
We had hotlines.
Thesaurus.
Yeah,
right.
Hotlines, right, for real.
Well, let's I appreciate y'all coming through. Let's play, let's play the new single. What is it?
It's called Something New.
It's off Generation Nightmare. The album comes out 4/26/19 in stores, on digital platforms, everywhere.
Go it's out. One of them ones, man. The song is lit, for real. It's not... I guess a typical Twisted song, so to speak, right? Oh, it is. I don't know. Let them judge. But
we experimented a lot on the record. We have fun. Every time we do a record, we try to have fun. Never lose the fun having process, because then it becomes too much business.
And now you're just working.
Right. So we like to be happy doing what we do. So we was all over the board on this one and had a good time making it. So I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Turn it up, bump that shit.
Twisted, good to talk to y'all, man.
Hey, pleasure,
thanks
man.
For talking
Thank you,
with
man.
Us, bro. For real.
Let's go. Yes,